And it's that time for the Friday morning mailbag. Here are the accumulations of all your communications throughout the week via all the avenues of communications, the socials, the TikToks, the tweets, the sliding ins, and the AI caricatures. I miss those prison letters, too, by the way.
No.
Come on, jail mail.
Somerville. Let's go.
We always love to check. Do we have any Hank FM newsletter action in the email inbox? No. Nothing going on. There's nothing going on out there.
No. Fine. Absolutely
not. Like the final weekend of the stocks or anything. But a couple of corporate emails that we're never supposed to read on the air, but we are. This came from our social media department who let me know. Just check the Hank Facebook and your Facebook Live KB from Saturday's Boot Barn already has over 6,300 views. That's good.
Congratulations.
Okay. I mean, it was fun, but it wasn't like anything special on there.
I tried a hat on. Did you get a big bonus?
No.
Oh, shoot.
But we may be getting new garb. This comes from promotions. Hello, everybody. I think that's us. I'm working on some new branded clothing for Hank FM. Actually, they say our call letters, KTFW. You know, keeping it personal. If you can, please let me know your most common sizing. And in parentheses, for the women, please let me know what your sizing is in both unisex style and women's style. Please reply to just me and not all. To which Dale in sales replied, to all. He takes a smedium. He does. So we're going to get that all wrapped up for Dale. We love Dale. He's more than likely listening right now.
All right. Good morning, Dale. This is also from corporate. Over the weekend, we unveiled our new look with the Hank website.
Yeah.
We're still working a few bugs out. For the most part, it looks good.
Okay.
Okay.
There it is.
I mean, it's no,
you know,
it's no live on Facebook.
When you're looking to reach new levels, for the most part, is what we really strive to be here on this show.
You're looking good.
This comes from John in the Mid-Cities who says, hey, what happened? I can't find anything on the website.
I'm sorry. John.
Well, I mean, it's there.
It looks good.
I don't know where it is, but it does look snazzy, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about how it looks, man.
It's totally giving an aesthetic. I just love it.
Jeff in Mansfield says, hey, I start my day when y'all start your show. Thank you, Jeff. Love the look at history that you do. Oh, why we love today every day. He said, that's where I find clues for the Will It Float item, possibly.
Ooh.
Yeah, sometimes you can't dig around and find. Although there were none when it came to the bean dip. That was just a happy little accident.
I don't know that any of that was happy.
No, it's definitely
happy.
An accident if you look at it right now. It's actually a hazard.
Yeah, let's revisit management next week's Hank programming schedule. Monday is Groundhog Day. If Punxsutawney Phil sees his shadow, it will mean one more week of the stock show.
That is factually true.
Got it. And speaking of that bean dip, Doris wants to know, how is it doing? Still tanking. Okay, Doris, you know the answer to this. None of this is good.
See, a little did, and this is of note, a little got on the edge above the water line. And I did my best. I did not do my best, but I did some slight effort yesterday while I was pouring the water out into the, you know, gutter for the meth gators. I mean, we're all about feeding the animals and stuff like that.
They can't listen underwater.
Yeah. Some of that remained, and then I got sidetracked bringing it back in. So that will. Next Thursday is going to be. You may want to wear gloves, okay? Not because it's cold, but. For sanitary purposes.
Where is that remediation team from the city of Fort Worth? We've already
talked
to Maddie Parker.
We don't need water utilities. Thank you, Mayor Maddie, though, for offering those services.
Ron excited about the UIL alignment.
Oh.
He says Alito's streak will probably continue with their move into the 6A. And he even threw in a puppy emoji with a high five.
Okay.
And that goes for everyone. Ken White is... still kind of grieving the loss of Toby Keith, which we celebrated, you know, celebrating the life of him, of course. Says 2 years, I still want him back.
Amen.
Same, Ken, same.
Terry, our buddy, Terry Starnes out there at the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo messaged me up and said, crowning the grand champion steer this afternoon, and we will see y'all for the big sale tomorrow, 9 a.m., the Sale of Champions there, Hank FM. Hit up our Hank Facebook. And we'll give you the latest on what it sold for, et cetera, et cetera. Kiki, who has a great name. Kiki Velour.
Yeah.
Sounds like a character on this show.
No kidding.
Says, hey, 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 happy Friday. Eric
Hi.
Echoes that with a TGIF. And then Brett Watauga messaged me, what's the name of your social correspondent at the Olympics again? Well, what was
okay,
it?
Let's
Giovanni
go.
Giuseppe Don Mario Di Guido Antonio De Signorelli Salvatore Palomo.
There it is.
You got it?
He loves it when you call him Big Pasta.
William wrote in with a very simple word. He wants us to know. On the messenger?
Mm.
He wrote in to say no. Mm. And he means no. So that goes for everyone, William.
I agree.
Big D's friend Kelly.
Hey now.
Well, apparently that was her plus one at the wedding. She says it was beautiful.
Oh.
Kelly and the Big D.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Candace, back to, she really liked the Notorious B.I.G. reference on the Big Pasta. It's interesting. And then also says, in messaging, to stay away from the, quote, gelato policia.
Yeah, be careful.
Glad somebody got that. Carissa, who said earlier that she still reads books and said she'd been skipping the show recently to listen to the audiobook of Heated Rivalry, said, I'm sorry, you know what that book is, KB. Hey, I know what it is. I haven't seen it. I didn't know there was a book involved. Hope it's not a picture book. I love hockey, just not not in that way. Those that know will know.
I don't know. Now
well,
I have to go down the rabbit hole.
Good luck.
Are my eyes going to start bleeding again?
Have a good fun weekend with that.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Okay. It is a National Valentine Shopping Reminder Day. Mm. And Todd Barrow, well, he's got some suggestions on the Hank Facebook page. He sent us a link to his song, which is available on Amazon for $1.29.
Oh, won't even gift it. Okay.
No,
all right,
I
that's
know.
How you get plays there, buddy.
Yeah.
Is he a junior Barrow, or I'm not sure right there?
I don't know where he fits in on all this.
Okay. This comes in. So when is football going to become an Olympic sport? Should it be a Summer Olympic game or a Winter Olympic game? That is a good question. But no doubt we would. That might actually be something the Cowboys could score a medal or some sort of trophy in.
I know, but then they're going to realign it and Alito's going to take over. You know how this story ends.
Now, let's hear for a very special appearance here because I see the long distance line ringing currently right now. Hey,
oh,
good morning. It's the mailbag, but what's up, Tank?
Hi, I'm sorry. Is this a radio station?
Oh, I sure
I
hope
think so.
Otherwise,
yeah.
I showed up at the wrong place.
Wait, is this a podcast?
I don't know. I'm not sure. No, you got Hank FM. Yeah, what's up?
Hey, you know what? I was calling. I'm in West Virginia, and I was calling to get a phone number for a local Hank FM station.
Oh. You have a Virginia. There's a Virginia Hank station.
West Virginia.
We have a doppelganger. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What are they doing? What's their morning show called?
You know, I don't know.
Jim and Julie or something probably like that.
Trixie and Frank.
Yeah,
Mudflap and McGee.
I hear them every day, but I can't remember what it's called. If it's a thing, honestly. I was trying to call them to tell them their weather is way, way wrong, and I'm not sure where they're getting their weather from, but it's always wrong.
See?
Oh, this is a woman after my own heart.
See?
What's your name?
Calling the manager.
It's Stephanie.
Where are you in West Virginia?
It's in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, which is right along the Ohio border.
Okay. Well, currently, right now, I don't know what that Hank FM said, but you're currently at 25 degrees. You have a high today with a chance of a wintry mix. About 34 is all you're going to get. Overnight low goes down to about 12. That's a feel-like temperature of a -1 going into tomorrow, which has a high. A little more sun, but cooler conditions. 20 for the high, and you'll be in the 20s until Monday, where you get a warm-up early next week back to the 40s.
Ooh.
Hey, anytime if you need West Virginia weather, we are your Hank FM radio station.
Thank you.
There you go. They come in all forms and fashion. We love hearing from you.